Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
Well, that's the sound which you can hear if you happen to be a member of staff or a patient in the City, Sherwood and St Francis Hospitals, the sound of Radio City, the Nottingham Hospitals Radio. Today is their third birthday and they're having celebrations. And this is the station controller, Barry James.
Well, it started actually when four volunteers decided that Nottingham, the size it is, should have a hospital broadcasting service. And it hadn't got one at the time when we inquired, so we decided to go about setting one up. And we started off at the City Hospital here with four people, with no money, and we took over a pair of old turntables and started from there virtually. You've got to contact the hospital management, get their consent. You've got to make sure you've got the equipment, make sure it's being fed around all the wards, the headsets are working, you need the records for the music, for the requests. You've got a lot of things to do. When we first started Radio City, our broadcasting was very limited. We broadcast on a Tuesday evening and a Thursday evening, and also Saturday and Sunday mornings. And virtually we were just doing request shows then, and a couple of programmes, easy listening music. But now the programme is of course a lot different, you know, 3 years later.
We'll talk about the shows themselves a little later on, but what about the money situation? Where does the finance come from?
Well, Radio City finances itself virtually. We don't receive on a regular basis any grants as such. We are a registered charity. We have the help of the community, for instance, organisations outside will send donations in. But a lot of the fundraising has to be done by the station members. They organise their own fundraising events, and the station has two or three a year to raise. And we appeal to the public and appeal to, you know, local organisations and industry. But of course, in 1974, when we first started, there was this recession, and of course, industry weren't too willing to hand out their money to charities, and especially to an organisation like Radio City, who'd only just started. And he wasn't quite sure whether we're going to be lasting more than one day, 1 week or 1 year. So, you know, virtually we started from nothing, from sort of fivepence, and worked our way up from there. As you can appreciate, fundraising is a very big thing. It's a specialist thing. And we're trying to run a broadcasting service for the patients in hospital. And there's numerous other things that has to be done besides just broadcasting. There's all the background work. And fundraising is one of the things on its own. And it's the very big things to plan and organise. But obviously they have to be done, because the money's got to be found from somewhere. But we had things like raffles, and we've had one or two jumble sales in the past. We've had a sponsored slim, a Christmas fair. We've done all sorts of things, actually, each raising different amounts. Recently, we had, a few weeks ago, a musical concert evening in the Albert Hall. We have to, first of all, make sure that we visit the patients. That's what we're here for, after all. We are a hospital broadcasting service. We visit the patients, we chat to them, we promote the service and explain to them that it is voluntary, and of course that we're here to provide a service for them, and we collect requests as we go around. But the main thing is to talk to the patients, mix with them, and you know, get any information out of them that they think that we should put on the programmes. As well as ward visiting, there's all the other backup services we have to, as I mentioned a moment ago, fundraise. There's the technical side to look after. There's the administration and correspondence to do. There's all the planning of the programmes, and we try to be as professional as possible in our output, as well as running the station generally. And there's the record library that has to be organised and run. Virtually, there's a lot of things that has to be done that you wouldn't believe that would happen in a radio station.
Well, the patients in the wards, surely they have a choice of other radio stations. Why have a hospital radio?
Well, a hospital radio is personal. For one moment, you can be talking to a patient, you can be chatting to them, taking a request, and possibly an hour or so later, or even the next day, it depends, you can be talking to them over the air, and of course reading requests out, and this sort of thing, getting the patient involved in the programmes. Yes, they can listen to other stations, radio stations. They have a choice of local and national stations, as well as Radio City, their hospital broadcasting service. But we're personal, we're on the campus here, we can meet our listeners, we can talk to them, and we can involve them from the word go. We're there to provide a service. We get well supported by the nursing staff and the doctors, and we try and get them involved as well as much as possible, because they're working and it's not always possible to do so, but we try and get them involved as much as possible, liaise with them a lot, and of course you know, seek ideas from them to what we should provide for the patients, you know, generally. And I should say that we get a very good cooperation from not only the staff, but the management of the hospitals and from the doctors as well, and everybody that works in the hospital. We've had an open day where we've invited the staff up to the station, see what we're doing and take part in broadcasting and show them around. We haven't actually held a dance for them yet, but that might be in the future, I never know.
And of course, what other more popular number could he be playing than Charmaine? Hope you enjoyed that one this evening. You're listening to Request Line here on Radio City, Nottingham Hospitals Radio, and indeed the programme in which we play your record requests, greetings and messages from family and friends at home, and invite you to pick your choice of music.
We're now going down to Nightingale for all the patients and the staff, and they all wish the patients to get well soon.
Oh yes, the struggle for survival, I think, and the general sort of upheaval, trying to get everything going at one time.
It's nice to know that things are going down. You've got special programmes for this, that and the other. We played Jim Reeves, which is a nice country favourite. Country and Western goes down well there, yeah?
It's very popular. We try and keep in touch with all the minority music interests, and particularly in the main part of the city hospital, a lot of people like country and Western music.
Hmm. To find out how it's done, here's Mike Payne.
Slim Whitman there, his own inimitable style. And that one was called Birmingham Jail. That was a very popular one from Slim Whitman, a very popular fellow in this country over a long period of time. And I bet when he was learning to play his guitar on board the battleships there, when he was in the American Navy in World War II, I bet he never expected to be as popular as that. That's the last of the sounds on Country Club this Monday night. John Ashley will be back with you as usual next week. But don't forget to look out around those stores, because the country albums are always being put on one side and they're always a lot of good value in the sale racks. So from me, Mike Payne, a very good evening.
Nottingham Hospital Radio.
That was called Country Club, and that goes out on a Monday evening from 10 o'clock until 10:30. Initially, when we first started, the records were members' records, but now we have our own collection. We built this up over the last 3 years. From all sources, actually, we get them donated by the public, by the patients. We buy records ourselves, and they come from record companies as well. But the record library now, I think, has something around about 16,000 or 17,000 pieces of music for all tastes, all types of music, and quite frankly, it's a very comprehensive record library.
Yes, I'm in charge of the record library, and it's a full-time job, I can assure you. We have somewhere about 16,000 pieces of music, all of which have to be catalogued. The LPs, of course, we have classified in different sections. We range right from classical music, country and western, theme music from the films. We have children's records, we have pop records, we have the groups. What else we have? Oh, yes, we have male vocal records, we have female vocal. In fact, we've got something for everyone. We've got party sing-along records going right back to, before the 1920s, in fact, we've got one record there that goes back to shows going back to 1908, I think it is. Every piece of music, every track off of a record has to have an index card showing the title of the music for the A side and one for the B side. And we also have a master copy of artist cards on which every piece of music is entered, so that one can see at a glance what we've got by a specific artist.
We're always looking out for records, actually, and if anybody has any records they don't want, we'll be very glad to take them off them, because they can always find a place in our record library.
Of course, all the shows aren't music-based, are they?
No. 75% of our programmes are music, 25% are what we call chat programmes or non-music programmes. And we try to bring something in for everybody in Radio City. We make sure all the programmes are for all taste. And for those who don't particularly want to listen to all music programmes, then we have our non-music programmes. One especially is called Getting to Know You.
Nottingham Hospital Radio.
Hello, I'm Dave Cross. Why not join me on Tuesday evening for Getting to Know You? This is the programme in which we invite local personalities to come along to the studio and talk about themselves, their lives, their work, their hobbies and interests, and to play some favourite pieces of music. Guests we've had on recently have been the Lord Mayor of Nottingham, the Sheriff of Nottingham, Ron Fenton, the manager of Notts County Football Club, Brian Bowles, former Test cricketer, and Brian Loughborough, the City Arts Director.
And we're having a chat today to the station controller of the service. He's telling us all about it. One of the difficult things, obviously, must be in the hospital, is the age group must change so much.
Well, yes, we cater for all age groups, actually, Peter, from the age of about two or three, right up to, well, you name it, 108 at one time. So we obviously make our programmes suit all tastes, and we have programmes for the younger listeners right up to the programmes for the older listeners, and we have the 78 type of music, this sort of thing, which comes into the form of nostalgic requests.
76 trombones played with a band of the Grenadier Guards for all the staff of E2 ward in the Sherwood Hospital, from all the patients on that ward, to say thank you for all you do for us. I'm Betty Watson, and I'm presenting the Nostalgic Request programme, which is especially for the patients in the Sherwood and St Francis Hospitals, and it goes out from Radio City from 7:30 to 8 o'clock every Thursday evening.
All the people who work for Radio City, of course, are volunteers. At the moment, we have around about 30 membership, but of course, in the future, when we expand the station, which we'll probably talk about later, we shall obviously want a lot more people to man all the station, all the different points of hospitals that we'll be covering. There's 30 members at the moment, and they put a tremendous amount of hours in. They work very hard, and I think we've got a very dedicated team here.
Well, good evening. This is Bill Coker with tonight's stage and screen programme, the music from large and small screen and also from the stage. And we start this evening with music by Leonard Bernstein, which is a good example of music used for Western films. Here it's played by the Jeff Love and his orchestra, and is the theme music from The Magnificent Seven.
Radio City, Nottingham Hospitals Radio, is a voluntary organisation registered as a charity and broadcasts programmes to the City, Sherwood and St Francis Hospitals on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday evenings, and also on Saturdays and Sundays.
Welcome back to Kids Call. This is Auntie Kay here on this bright and breezy Saturday morning for all the children down there in the children's wards. And we're going down, we're going to have some music that you've requested, some talks with the children, we're going to have a competition, and I'm sure you all know the number to ring if you get the answer right. And for the very, very little ones, we're going to have a story. I won't tell you what the story is, I can tell you about that later on.
But we've estimated it's going to cost, I think, around about £3,000 to £4,000, even probably more, £5,000 to set this operation up. As you can see, we're going to have two studios. At the moment, we've only got one. So therefore, we're going to really have to re-equip another studio as well. So that's going to take at least £3,000 to £4,000 to set up. There's all the publicity that's got to go along with it, and all the other expenses involved of landline charges and so forth, and equipment required to take on-air phone-ins and this sort of thing. So it's going to be quite an expensive project, and we've got a big task ahead of us this year in raising the £5,000 or £6,000 that we've roughly estimated it's going to cost to take us there. So, you know, it's going to be a very difficult time, and money, you know, has got to come from out the sky, I hope.